Well, folks, Memorial Day weekend, kind of hard to believe, is almost upon us. It's normally, traditionally, one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, particularly that Friday and also Memorial Day itself. Kind of hard to say what's going to happen this year because of all the concerns with COVID-19, but nonetheless, there will be extra troopers on the road. There'll be extra traffic on the road. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about what the Highway Patrol plans to do is Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain John Hotz. Captain, we appreciate your time. What's your sense? What do you anticipate this weekend, especially Friday and Monday?
You know, it is a little bit uncertain there, but we have heard reports there will be near record levels of traffic out there. So we want to make sure and urge motorists to be aware of that, to adjust their driving patterns and to allow themselves plenty of time to get to their destinations. We know that particularly these last couple months, we've seen as much as a 40% reduction in traffic. And unfortunately, we had a lot of people who were traveling at higher speeds during that time. So we definitely don't want to see that trend continue, especially with the additional traffic out there. We want to make sure people are following the traffic laws, obeying the speed limit, or driving at a speed that's appropriate for the conditions. Of course, drive sober, pay attention, and always buckle up.
Captain Hunts, to make sure I heard you right, are you hearing that it could be record travel in terms of a record number of cars or record low? I just want to clarify on that.
No, I've heard that authorities are expecting high numbers of traffic for the weekend.
Let's talk about the patrol Operation CARE, Crash Awareness Reduction Effort this weekend. What is planned in looking at the numbers from last year? 8 deaths, 433 injuries in more than 1,000 traffic crashes. Again, we talk about this. It seems like every time there's a holiday. Captain, the term I use all the time is staggering. Those numbers are staggering.
Right, and you figure there's a lot of people that are affected by traffic crashes over the Memorial Day weekend. And the last thing we want to do is have someone injured or killed. And so we're just encouraging people, pay attention, drive the speed limit, make sure everybody's properly restrained, and do what we can to reduce the number of crashes that we see each and every year.
In terms of the enforcement, are we looking at every available trooper on the road? Are you looking at the 20-mile enforcement on major interstates? What can you share with us on that?
We will have every available trooper out there on the roadway, both enforcing traffic laws as well as assisting motorists. We're leaving it up to the individual troops as far as how they want to utilize that, those staffing levels. There will be, of course, overtime projects, saturating areas that we know there's going to be a high number of traffic violations or traffic crashes, again, to try and reduce the numbers that we see each year.
The last thing I'll ask, and I'll give you the final word, is that a year ago, obviously, COVID-19 wasn't in the equation, but there were 7 boating crashes in Memorial Day weekend 2019 in Missouri, 2 fatalities, 3 injuries. In similar advice, it sounds like, from the patrol to boaters, the same advice to the motorists as well, to be careful and not to drink and boat.
Right, absolutely. We never want to see anyone who is operating a boat in an impaired condition. We also urge people not to ride with somebody who is impaired. We know, particularly with COVID-19 and all the CDC guidelines and social distancing, we've seen a lot of people, taking to the waterways to enjoy that, and that's great. We just ask that people remember those social distancing requirements. Try not to congregate in large areas or have too many boats that are near each other. Enjoy the time, but again, keep in mind the social distancing requirements. And certainly, we urge everyone who's out there to make sure they have a life jacket on.
Yeah, great advice. Captain, anything you'd like to add?
Again, we know this is kind of the unofficial start of summer. It's been a very unusual spring for everyone. We know that a lot of people are ready to get out and enjoy the outdoors and travel as part of that. Again, we just urge people to be careful, pay attention not only to what they're doing, but to what other people are doing around them. Of course, obey the speed limits, drive sober, and make sure everybody is buckled up. We want everyone to have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day.